The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. Here he is.
Hello.
The runner.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, do you mind?
The marathon runner. Marathon Man. You ever seen that film, John? Marathon Man?
I'm just fueling up. Sorry.
Oh, you've got to fuel up, have you?
Constant, I'm marathon running.
Constant protein.
Yeah, it's always constant.
Constant protein. What are you getting out? What have you got? Some chicken breast.
A banana.
Yeah. Bananas.
I went running this morning, so I've got to have a banana.
They send me to sleep, John. Bananas.
Really?
I think that's a known thing. If you have a banana before you go to bed, it'll send you to sleep.
Oh.
Eating on a podcast, that's always nice, isn't it?
It's just what you do as a runner. You've got to have a banana.
Constant bananas. John
with
is doing
here
the marathon.
Yes. We're pretty bananas here on Vanarama FM.
Absolute bananas. Banana Man. Did you ever watch Banana Man?
I did used to watch Banana Man, yeah.
What was it?
A funny superhero.
David Jason, Banana Man?
I think it was.
Was it?
It was a good listen, isn't it?
Lovely. What a lovely podcast this is. John eating a banana. Mm-hmm. It's like doing an interview with a chimpanzee. one of them down the zoo.
Fueling up for my marathon.
I don't think your marathon's this afternoon, is it?
It's in 6 months.
I think the fueling up might wear off by then. I don't know. John, you are running the marathon.
I'm running the London
for Macmillan,
marathon.
not for your own sort of ego. Macmillan Cancer Support. A lot of FOFs and people have already supported you,
which
haven't they,
is amazing, and thank you so much. Really blown away by how many of our valued FOFs and fellow Talkie fans have donated, and that's really lovely.
You're very popular, John. That's just how it is.
But still only 20% on the way to the target.
I know, but that's your own fault.
That's my own fault.
That's your own fault for going for one of the big charities that is selling you a charity place. I'm running for the Captain Tom Moore. Foundation for it's actually not him, it's his daughter. His daughter set up I'm running for Captain Tom Moore's daughter. She puts the daughter in very small letters on the sign.
Yeah. It's a tiny little.
It's very tiny. You can hardly read.
It's like a little footnote.
It's small in the bottom line of an optician's test. I'm running for that. I'm pleased to say, John, I never gave a penny to the Captain Tom Moore Foundation.
You never believed
because
it.
Because I never believed the
hype. Even when the poor
old
bugger was walking around his garden.
I felt sorry for him. I'm like, I'll do another lap. More rubbish! Do another bloody lap!
Do something else! We're bored
boring.
Now!
This is lap 64, Tom! You bastard, Tom!
Change it up, Tom! We're bored!
Walk the other way, at least!
Put a run in! Run faster, Tom!
200 laps in a day, Tom! I think that's what it was.
Yeah, heckled.
That's Roger and Brian down. Of course, there we are, Captain Tom Moore, of course. Sure. Doing another lap. Nothing wrong with another lap.
Sure, Tom Lapsley won't be able to help him do a few. So
Captain Tom Lapsley. Wow.
Tom Lapsley.
Absolutely amazing.
Silly thing as he
walks past. Sometimes running Tom, as fast as Tom Moore, of course.
You're 27. Why are you using a Zimmer frame?
Well, he does get tackled a lot.
He's quite injury prone.
He really is, yeah. Yeah, Captain Tom Moore. There we are. I told you something would come up. We've done Captain Tom Lapsley. And what more do we need to do in the podcast?
Can I just finish off the marathon thing by saying, look on my Twitter.
Oh, yeah, it's the big sell. Yeah,
go to my Twitter.
Imagine
John
selling
Cadogan
stuff through this podcast.
My Just Giving page is there.
Yeah.
And I need some help, please.
But exciting news, isn't there, John? There's going to be exciting news from the National Obsession to fund your egotistical marathon.
I'd say it's good for all parties.
Sorry, good for everyone. For everyone. We are going to do a live National Obsession in aid of Macmillan Cancer.
Yeah.
Fund? Is it fund?
Macmillan Cancer Support.
Support, there we are. Thank you, John.
Yeah.
We're going to do a live NatObs pod in aid of it. The money will go towards John's marathon run.
We will not be taking anything.
I will not get one pool house out of this. And that's a cast iron guarantee.
That's a Baker guarantee.
And you get that. That is it.
I feel like we needed a bit more of a fanfare there for that.
Oh, sorry, did you want that?
Well, I haven't got one, but I could find one. I feel like that was quite a seismic announcement.
I think it's quite nice. We're going to do a live NatOps pod.
Yeah.
We're still deciding where it's going to be. Probably in the West Country area.
Yeah.
We're thinking.
Can't quite decide.
Don't know yet. It will be between £15 and £20 a ticket, which will all go to charity.
Yeah.
And it'll be a right old booze up, and we will do play the hits. We will do all the stuff. Roger John McClark will be there. Roger and Brian. Roger and Brian will be there.
Roger and Brian, confirmed.
They are coming.
John Pemberton
will be there.
Could be between jobs and might be available.
Of course. That's if he can get off the...
You get the time off
work. You get the time off working for the Captain Tom Moore charity.
I wondered what topical references you're going to go for, and I'm glad it was that one.
Oh, yes, there could have been many, many things there. All the big hitters. Maybe Ray and Dave will be there. Maybe actual Ray and Dave will be there. I wonder if we could hold it in the Grosvenor, John.
Cross his arms in the front row.
John, I wonder if we can hold it in the Grosvenor.
That would be just... I've just finished my banana.
Can you finish your banana? That bit gone on a bit, if I'm honest.
That would be the real spiritual home, wouldn't it, if we could do
that?
I don't think it would be allowed.
No. But yes, there will be a knifing. There'll be a live knifing. No, there'll be... Imagine that. Who's going to get knifed, me or John?
There you go. There's the announcement.
A live NatOps pod. Some point.
We've finally done it.
In the new year. There'll be a live NatOps pod.
You'll
be able to buy tickets, and it'll be a right old booze up as well. And and all the money will go to Macmillan Cancer Support, which is excellent. And what else are we going to do? John has got a... If you donate to John, he's got a signed shirt by the Talk United team. Yes.
Thank you very much to Gary and Aaron for sorting that out.
That's very kind, isn't
amazing
it? Very nice.
A tenner donation gets you into the draw.
Exactly.
What could possibly go wrong with this? I'm famed for my really good admin, keeping a track of things. I'm really good at all of that.
I can't see what's going to go wrong with
what could go
the
wrong?
Whole thing. For £30, this is the only other thing.
Oh.
For £30, you can buy a FOF number.
Ah, yes. Yes, I forgot about this.
For £30...
We can be bought. It turns out.
If for £30, you can buy a FOF number. So you must... Put the £30 into John's. For £30, you get a into the draw for the talkie shirt.
Yeah,
and you get a FOF number.
Yeah, you may not want the talkie shirt.
Yeah,
but you're going to be in the draw
anyway.
You
have to say on it, FOF number, please.
Yeah,
£30 at least, so a minimum of.
Some people think I'm bonkers. No,
want it all. Some people want. Some people some don't want nothing at all.
In donating, which is amazingly kind, have requested a FOF number.
Ooh, yeah. How much have they put in?
I think...
Well, it was their idea. So they get one.
I think they get one. Do you want to quickly do that now?
Yeah, go on then. Yeah, well, we're on 78, aren't we? FOF number 78.
Oh, yeah, I can do that as well, because I've got my... Alexander Walton.
Oh, very nice. Good night, John Boy.
Or on Thames. I think we went through all this.
Yeah.
He has requested a FOF. Alexander, I really appreciate your donation. FOF.
FOF number 70-something. Chugunk. From now on...
76.
It is £30
for
a FOF number 2 Macmillan Cancer Support. So, huge news to start the podcast off, wasn't it, John? Massive.
Yeah. Absolutely massive.
Massive. There we are. Right. Anything in the National League happened this week?
John, what's coming up in the podcast this week? I don't really know, to be honest. We've got National League news.
Yeah, we got excited about you doing the marathon, didn't we? That's
we did
what we
get
got.
A little bit.
National League news, and it's the FA Cup this weekend, so it's a little bit sort of...
I was there on Saturday.
Yes, John, did you record anything, John?
No.
Just an eyewitness report.
I don't have to record it on my own.
Why not?
People want both of us.
And they can get both.
They can get that.
Live.
In 2024.
We don't know where. Not quite sure yet where yet.
Don't know where.
We are
not
paying for a back room. We're going to find a back room somewhere for free where they'll take the bar. So...
Yeah,
you know.
Maybe you are a place.
Maybe people would turn up. We don't know if they're doing Devon, or that narrows it down a bit, or like London, or somewhere
maybe
in between. Reading, perhaps.
NatOps consensus.
Yes,
maybe. You know who Reading is ideal for. Alan Wills Jules would Nixon, be there, exactly. Johnny,
which I am
Tom.
Slightly worried is that is only the only people who would turn up anyway.
I'd do it for just Alan and exactly. Jules and Johnny and
absolutely,
Tom and
McGang. Definitely. We'll work it out. Yeah. It's going
to
be great
and
fun.
Maybe let us know on Nassob's Pod.
Yes, it suits you the best. Like it to happen.
And don't just say where you live.
Yeah, Accrington.
We're not doing it. Okay, not doing it there. Not doing it at Accrington.
Gene, we're not coming to Altrincham.
I don't think we're doing it beyond... well, what would you call the north? And we're not doing it in the north anyway. Yeah. I think there seems little to no point.
It's going
to
be Devon or the south east.
Or have we considered trowel services?
Wow. I don't know. There's no venue. That's what? Book a room in the travel lodge.
They must have like a conference room.
Why are there 80 people going in and watching? Why are there 80 people going into that room? Yeah,
we're
in trowel,
squashed in the bathroom.
Live from trowel. Wow, it'd be amazing, wouldn't it? No, we'll, yeah. Won't be there. Either. No, we'll find there. Somewhere. Be great fun.
Letters.
Letters, yeah.
Some other stuff will come up.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Something will happen.
Yeah.
There we are. It right, lovely. Does. Go on then, John. What happened in the National League last weekend?
Do you want to start with the National League or the National League South? Where would you like to begin? It's up to
the
you.
National League South, please.
Go on then. Braintree 1, Bath City 1.
Mm.
So, yeah.
The Bath were top, weren't they? But for a bit, I don't know if they
think
still
they were,
are.
Were they not anymore? Yeovil are now top. Top on there, yeah. I couldn't tell you about Braintree. Nope. 4 draws in a row, 17th. There you go.
Okay.
Chippenham 1, Dartford 4. So, Dartford are just, sort of beginning to turn the corner. A couple of wins in a row.
Yeah. 12. That's Alan Dowson, isn't it?
Alan Dowson's Dartford. And who were they playing? Chippenham. 11th. Dover.
Have some sort of interest.
Dover 2, Taunton 2. So Taunton flying as well.
Yeah, the Peacocks.
Yeah, they're up there.
Which is good because they won't last all season. So that's good.
No.
That's good.
And Dover, people. I'd say, already relegated.
Would you say?
Yeah, dumb.
It's annoying, isn't They're it? Gone. We gave them those 2 points, of course,
Of course. Havant and Waterlooville 1, also gone, I think. Havant, Hampton and Richmond 2.
Yeah.
Havant, Rock Bottom, 5 points. New manager bounce has really not happened.
Really not. Really not at all.
For, who was it again? Someone we knew fairly well has gone in. Oh, Steve?
Steven.
Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Steve's gone in at Havant. I'm sure it was
and
in
Waterloo.
Steve.
Oh, okay.
Steve King.
Steve. Oh, yes. Very smart, isn't he?
Yeah, not turned up yet.
Very
not
smart happened. Haircut. Like he could be in Peaky
He's
Blinders.
He's got a haircut.
A Peaky Blinders sort of guy.
Hampton and Richmond too. So much needed win for Hampton and Richmond in 19th. Slough 0, Weymouth 0. What a peak.
Yeah.
But unbeaten in 4 now, Slough. And Weymouth 18th. Just,
Rubbish. We'll beat them.
Yeah. St Albans 2, Eastbourne 3. That's St Albans 10th, just outside playoffs. Eastbourne 15th.
We've got them. Well, that's moved to a Tuesday
night. I
think
it's now been moved.
Moved to a Tuesday night, which will be a good fun one, John.
Yeah.
Under the lights.
Eastbourne
on a Tuesday night. That'd be great. There's one of the best ice cream shops in Eastbourne in the world. Proper old school 50s. Ice cream shop, big glass front, like old school. Like I'm going to say Morelli's. I don't think it's called Morelli's.
Morelli's?
I'm going to say Morelli's. I don't think it's called Morelli's. Google it, John.
Morelli's?
Go on. Google it. See if it's called Morelli's. That might be in Broadstairs, Morelli's.
Morelli's
Gelato. Eastbourne. Yeah, but is that in Eastbourne?
Broadstairs.
That's in Kent, yeah, sure. My mum grew up in Kent, so she...
Okay.
There we are.
Yeah, sorry.
Anywhere else? Morelli's? No, not Morelli's. Eastbourne ice cream shop in.
Eastbourne ice cream shop. The best ice cream, Gelato Famoso. The Grand Nationalo.
Oh, he'll be there.
Welcome to Gelato Famoso.
He'll be there.
He'll be in the live show.
He'll
definitely
be in the live show. Yeah.
We may blow the special effects budget on that. I think
he'll
smoke
be there.
Machine. I can see what he said. And a cloak.
It's going to be great, isn't it?
Wonder be great.
Wonder if hope he turns up.
We know. We'll know. If we get everybody saying it 3 times, here he is. Oh, it's going to be a good
it's
night.
It's going to be
it?
A great night, isn't
be
it? We're going to have about 20 pints.
What, before?
Not through nerves, just through
no,
like...
just through...
Like, just... Yeah.
Badinage. Tonbridge 3, Hemel Hempstead 3.
Oh.
Goals galore. Down at Tonbridge, they're 21st.
I hated Hemel Hempstead
ninth.
So much. Mm,
grim.
Absolutely hated it.
Torquay 0, Maidstone
1. Oh, God.
It was a dreadful game.
So annoying,
it was really
John.
Really dreadful. Do you know what? It was a lovely
Tell me
day.
About it.
Beautiful sun.
Yeah.
Bit of lunch in Babbican.
Mm.
Overlooking the bay.
Of course.
It was just a beautiful weather. Really warm.
Where'd you have lunch? On the Angel?
No, the Royal.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it was the Royal.
Tickets selling quite well for Babbicombe now, Charlie.
Yeah, right, I don't
even need to do a big plug. It's selling quite well now. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw Rich from Talkie Talk. He said, do you know what? As we were having a
that's
pint.
Nice.
He said, do you know what? This will be the best part of the afternoon. And he was absolutely spot on. It went downhill after that.
It's deadly.
It's that awful game.
Why is it so bad?
Dreadful performance.
It's because we're supposed to be winning. And for me,
yeah,
even
the problem before.
I can't really even enjoy it when we do win, because I'm like, we should be winning.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really not enjoyable. And Maidstone weren't great. Mm. I mean, they just about deserve to win, I think. Yeah.
It's made me really
but
sad.
They were really
the whole thing's made
so
me
average.
A bit sad about the whole thing, I'm yeah. honest.
It was just so inevitable.
Can't be jolly about it.
No. It's tough.
It is tough.
It's really tough.
It is tough. It's hard to be.
It's a really nasty atmosphere on the pop side at the end as well. Mm. Everyone was chanting for them to go. And then there was some fans squaring up to other fans saying, no, you've got to give them more time. It was just horrible. It all really kicked off at the end. You just go, oh, what's happened to this club?
I think because of expectation, because we know how great it can be, it just feels like it doesn't need to be like this. That's yeah. what's annoying. It doesn't need to be like this, because you feel like if the club is run, I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I just don't know what's happening. The thing fans absolutely hate is the feeling they're being mugged off.
Yeah.
You don't want to feel like you're being mugged off. And at times this season, I've felt like, oh, am I being taken for an absolute mug?
It's just not. There's nothing fun about.
We don't seem to have any players.
We have no players. The club's running
this
weird.
We've got like 11 players, but then there doesn't seem to be anyone. There doesn't seem to be any worry about other players coming in. We've sent two players back. One's because he's injured. One because he obviously wasn't coming out of scratch or getting a game. Which is understandable.
I mean, I thought he did 20 minutes at Hemel. I thought he looked all right, you know.
But he's come to Southampton.
He's going to go to Western Sigma and score against us, that is for sure.
Brad Ash and Aaron Jarvis have kept him out of the game. It's basically what's happened.
Yeah.
So he's not going to get, if you don't get a game, then what's the point in him being on loan? And I don't blame Southampton going, look, we want him to play. We don't want him to sit on the bench.
It's just utterly joyless, the way it's run. Even just beyond the teams, the whole thing is just joyless, miserable.
Mm. And I think going into an FA Cup game against the same team, you go, which if you've won, you go, great, this is a free hit. Lovely, lovely, lovely. We lost 1-0, by all accounts, outplayed by a massive blokes football team.
They were just
team,
a big, big
at least,
bunch.
At least seemed to have a plan, which is be big.
They weren't even. They weren't very good.
No.
We were just rubbish.
We've got, I think, also, this season, without Mark Halstead, we are nowhere.
Yeah.
It's hard at the moment. It's always hard to be a Torquay fan. At the moment, particularly hard.
Doubly hard. Welling 2, Farnborough 2. So, Welling are right down there, aren't they? They're 22nd. Farnborough are 14th.
Forgot those two teams were in the division yet.
Western Superman 0, Chelmsford 3.
Yeah.
We've got Western in a couple of weeks, haven't we, on a Tuesday night? And Chelmsford are just outside the playoffs, 8th, Western 16th. Worthing 2, Truro 2.
Mm.
So, Worthing again have really sort of just dropped off the pace. One win in their last five. They're
surprise,
down to 5th.
Surprise, surprise.
Truro are 13th.
Surprise, surprise. They've gone missing. What a surprise.
And the same with Aveley. They lost to Yeovil 3-1.
There we go.
They are down to...
there we are.
6th and Yeovil are top.
The only bit of bright side, John, is talking what? 8th?
7th.
7th. How many points off the top? 4?
4.
The clocks haven't gone back yet. All those things. We go again.
Yeah.
Is all I can...
I just can't get excited.
We just have
tough.
To go. Well, you have to. You have to just stay in, don't you?
Yeah.
That's what it is. We've been here before. We'll be here again. Well, hopefully we won't be here again.
Well, I hope not.
But it does feel like the lowest point we've ever been at. I know it's not league table-wise, but it does feel like...
Feels grim.
There's no momentum.
No. think that's the key thing.
Took the joie de vivre out of it all.
That's
it?
Really,
we
really.
We're all excited. It's why,
like a
it's
balloon.
Why,
just
that's why
deflating.
John's running a marathon. See how far he can run away from Torquay. see if he can run to Exeter. They seem well
it's
run.
About the right amount of mileage, isn't it, actually?
Probably about right. A little close.
Yeah, not far
how
off.
Would you get there, John? Go back way? Go the back way? Or
I mean, I'm not running up running the
M5. Down, running down Holden Hill, that'd be difficult, wouldn't it?
Running down it, better than running up it. I did all your gags, by the way, when I drove down.
Oh, I bet you did.
All the, oh, great Holden, as you come up to the top of it. That one's always
great.
Good. Oh, great Holden.
Yeah, great.
Ken Kenford.
Oh, Jan and Ken Kenford.
Jan and
Ken Kenford are a couple of characters me and my wife used to do, actually, who are amateur dramatics leads. They're like in their 50s, 60s, and they play all the leads in all the, they put on their own shows. And they do like West Side Story, but just the two of them.
A two-person show.
Yeah.
If you aren't aware, on Telegraph Hill, there's a sign that says, Ken Kenford, turn left. Two places. Ken Kenford.
Jan and Ken Kenford.
Jan and Ken Kenford.
Maybe Jan and Ken Kenford will turn up.
Well, I think we've got enough characters. Imagine if you reprise Jan and Ken Kenford for us.
Well, you never know.
Go, oh, great Holden, it's Jan and Ken Kenford.
Oh, great Holden. Here's Jan and Ken with they're doing Oklahoma.
I'm too hard to finish.
And Jan Kenford never knew the words. She was very confident, but she never knew the words.
Oh, that's
Ken
nice.
Kenford was very good.
He knew all the words.
He knew he was good.
Right.
So he'd be there. He knew all the words. So he'd go, chicks. He'd go, chicks and mice and geese better scurry. When I take you out in a Surrey. When I take you out in a Surrey with a fringe on top. And Jan would go, now me. Which, my wife's very funny. She'd be very funny at it. So we've often thought of bringing Jan and Ken Kenford back.
I think you should do it.
A Night at the Musicals with Jan and Ken Kenford.
When you see a guy,
look for stars in the sky. You can bet that he's doing it for some doll. The butted lady.
It's a lovely idea.
There we are, Jan and Ken Kenford. Maybe they'll turn up. Who knows, John? Depending where the gig is.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. It's Exeter City Corner, Don. John.
We need a jingle for it.
I was so shocked to say it.
We need a
jingle.
I called
you the wrong name. Do look out for a very good podcast, My New Football Club. Very good podcast. I've been on there a couple of times talking about Torquay United and really having a go.
David Earl.
Anyway, we'll get David on at some point onto this podcast. Good fun. You've had some Exeter City experience this week, and
is that sort of the closest to a boo I can get?
It's their jingle, Exeter City. I wonder if Exeter City would let us use their function room for Nat Hobbs Live.
I'd rather not do it, to be honest.
Look, we don't want to talk about Exeter City too long. A friend of mine this week said, "Did I know anything about Paul Tisdale?"
I shouldn't think so.
I said, I know he used to wear a pork pie hat. Get your fucking hat off, mate. Your shit hat.
For anything you are, Paris Fashion Week.
Fucking hat week, is it? What are you in, Guys and Bloody Dolls with Jan Kenford? You know Jan Kenford, Paul?
No, Jack.
Oi, Nathan Detroit, take the fucker off. Nicely, Johnson.
Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
Sit down. If I were a bell, you'd be fucking ringing Tisdale.
You are a bell, Tisdale.
There we are, yeah. That's my Exeter City news. That's all I
yes. need. My Exeter City news, and I can't believe I'm saying those words either,
God.
Is last week in this building was Adrian Edmondson, Aid Edmondson, from
The Young Ones. Yeah, yeah.
Bottom and Filthy Rich and Cat Flap.
Yeah, very good. A legend, a stone-cold comedy, British comedy legend.
And he's an Exeter
Star
fan.
Wars. He's in Star Wars.
Star Wars, he's in Star Wars.
Chagford, he's from Don. Yeah. He lived in Chagford, not from, lived
still
in Chagford.
He lives up on the moors somewhere, yeah.
Very nice.
But he's an Exeter fan.
Yeah.
And I ended up chatting to him very briefly about talking Exeter. And he's actual, a proper fan. He
hates the Gulls.
He said he wished we'd, number one, he said he doesn't like playing more now that we'd knocked down the old grandstand.
Oh, well.
He much preferred the old, he said it was a lovely old stand.
What?
What's now Bristow's bench.
Oh, well, you know, we've got to move on.
But he knew all about the Bristows. And,
yeah, we've got to move on.
Lovely story there. Yeah, we've got to move on. But he liked the old stand.
Yeah.
And he also said his main reminiscence was the playoff semi-final.
Oh, that was annoying.
Where he said when you were 1-0 up after the first leg and then you scored again and it was 2-0 and then we stuck four parts. He remembered it. He knew it.
Ooh.
I grudgingly respected.
Why are we talking about Exeter City?
I know, I just grudgingly respected.
I've now just remembered that. I was in a bar in Jersey about to do a gig, out of my depth, far too soon in my career to be somewhere like that, about to go and do a gig. And I sat there as well, we just went 2-0 up. I was like, this is good fun, I'm not nervous about the gig now. Lost that, went and died on my ass at this gig. Just the worst possible. It's reminded me of, I don't want to talk about Exeter City. What am I talking about them for? Not even National League.
But do you know what the worst thing was?
Exeter City?
Very much in David Earle territory.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking to him about when he moved. He said, yeah, when I moved down, I had a season ticket at both. And I went, what, Exeter and Torquay? He went, no, and Argyle.
That's what do you mean worse. Both? Both. There's another one.
There's three of us, Edmondson.
You bastard! Three's the magic number, you bastard!
Because he couldn't decide which one to go to, but he plumped for Exeter, which I think is possibly the lesser of two evils.
Well, there
I'm
he
not go. Totally sure. He was very nice, anyway.
I don't want to talk about Exeter City. No. That was Exeter City. That was the one and only ever.
Never
Exeter
ever
City,
again.
Exeter City corner.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for letters from a listener.
Will you send back a letter from a listener?
Have we got any letters, John?
We have.
Okay, any that make sense?
Yes. Okay. We begin with Tom Armstrong.
Okay.
Who says, on
stretch.
The ice, on
right,
stretch.
Stretch.
Yeah. Neil.
Louis.
Yeah,
Lance.
So I did a holy man as Louis Armstrong. Lance. It's a Foff Amnesty.
Foff Amnesty. Foff Amnesty.
I'm sorry, I won't stop.
You'll give yourself
quite
a cough,
to listen
John.
To.
You'll give yourself a cough.
You can do it for about 10 seconds, can't you? I wrote a couple of weeks ago about my favourite spot at Playmore, which has continued for the home game since, all of which have been victories, and to which I'll be rooted to for the Maidstone game. Another win, Beck and Shorty. Well, wherever you were, Tom, bloody move.
Move, you bastard. Move.
And I said, I stood behind a bloke who, I think he began shout. It was it was a young Roger O'Brien.
Okay, nice, yeah.
Because he had gone puce by about the fifth minute.
Lovely.
He began chatting, he didn't stop.
Oh,
it just sort of went, you have been to a Torquay game.
Yeah.
Like, it's just,
if you come expecting.
It was just like non-stop rubbish. It's like, yeah, I've seen.
This is Torquay United,
very good.
You know.
Like, I know this is poor, but
people are mad, aren't they?
And he's a bloody long ball, Johnson. It's not 1984.
Long ball is weird. We were never a long ball team. The glory years, we were never a long ball team. Anyway, go on.
Anyway, he also says, I think I've now qualified for the three letters. And we'd love to take advantage of the Foff Amnesty and ask for a number, please. We did say last week. Bit of a Foff Amnesty because we've slightly lost track.
Okay, we should have held back on that till we started selling them, John.
Well,
there we are.
True.
He's got one. 79.
Well, shall I just double check he's sent in the requisite amount?
Yeah, check. If he hasn't, then
he has.
He has.
Kadunsh.
Chugunk.
Let me fill that in.
There you are.
Here
Foff
are.
80, maybe, even.
No. He is 77.
Foff 77. Isn't that lovely? What a lovely thing to be.
All the sevens.
There we are. If you want to give a donation as well.
Yeah, go on, Tom.
To John's,
I think that only seems right.
That'd be
it?
Lovely, wouldn't it? A little tenner maybe now here and there. Chip away at John's mammoth target that he has to replace the church roof. Is it that? I don't know what it is you're doing.
I'm not replacing the church roof, no.
Yep. Yeah.
Alexander Walton, we've already talked about him.
Yes, another.
Chaps, love your work. I've had two letters read, so if you'd mind, can I get a Foff number?
Oh, two letters? I think doesn't count.
Well, but he also donated.
He donated.
So
well, don't know if he donate.
I think he's all right.
If you donate the requisite amount, you get the Foff number, so that's good, isn't it?
No, you're fine, Alex. Couldn't you already
good your gun.
76, that's already happened.
You have a trombone Foff.
A new correspondent gets in touch.
That's asking good. 76 for a Foff
trombones.
Number.
Yeah,
they've got their job.
Trombones.
Well, they're in the end, didn't we?
Walton, that's your nickname. Paul Such.
Ooh, Such and Such.
What have we got for him?
Paul Such. Doesn't matter, just Paul Such. I like the name. I'm just going with the Such.
Such? Such Mo?
No.
No.
We'll just leave it at Paul Such.
Paul Such. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening to you, Paul.
On the ice. As an exiled Pompey fan living in Devon, looking for my Saturday football fix, I've started following the goals.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
That's how you do it, Adrian Bloody Edmondson.
Just reel them in.
The goals.
Here we go.
Doesn't
let's go.
Doesn't have to be extra or our goal.
No.
I know you're not a talkie podcast.
Not a talkie podcast.
I'm not, but I had to email you after today's absolute robbery by Maidstone at Playmore. Even with 10 men for an hour, I don't know how the flipping neck talkie didn't win that game comfortably.
Maybe it was that bloke shouting in front of you.
Probably. Aaron Jarvis did miss an open goal. Mm. So, yeah, that didn't help.
Yeah, that wouldn't help.
I've been to a few home games this season and Maidstone are easily the worst team I've seen.
Oh, God.
And I watched goals put five past Hungerford in one last week. No, they weren't good. Paul,
nope.
I agree. He is hoping for some revenge in the FA Cup 15th qualifying round.
Probably not.
On Saturday. No, probably not. Looking forward to seeing Charlie at the Babbicombe Theatre in November.
Ah, what? Tickets still available, John?
Tickets still available.
But some nice tickets have gone. But yes, but tickets still available.
Are you still doing your plan where you were going to kayak in?
No, not doing any of that. Although I've got a chat tomorrow morning with the people filming it.
Right.
About what can be. I have, as always, my plans go poof, massive, and then I go, no, probably just point a camera at it.
Quickly become quite unmanageable.
Just point a camera at it. My idea was to kayak in off in onto Babbicombe Bay,
yeah.
Walk up in my stage wear, get in Babbicombe Cliff, go up Babbicombe Cliff Railway. Let me just not poor old Babbicombe Cliff. Different sort of video altogether.
First he's heard of it.
Different video altogether. And then slide up Babbicombe Cliff and then walk out and then walk straight onto stage, which would be lovely,
what
wouldn't
it? What a lovely
it?
Idea.
But I had...
I thought you were going to do
But in my mind
suit.
There, John, do you know, I was a very famous comedian doing a DVD in the 90s.
Everyone going mad.
Yeah. That's what I was doing there. But, you know, if ever I get my own TV show... That would be a nice intro, wouldn't it? Exactly.
Maybe we could do it in the Natobs Live show.
One day.
2024.
Wowee, 2024. Natobs Live on the ice.
Maybe we should do it on ice.
There will be some merch that night.
Natobs on ice.
Merch that night might be quite good.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do the whole Captain Tom's Daughter thing there. Of the merch isn't for charity.
No. We never said the merch was for charity.
We never said...
I'd feel altogether a bit grubby, wouldn't
it? We never said the merch was for charity.
Yeah.
So, look, just because we've... No, the whole evening will be for charity.
All for charity.
All for charity.
Harry Locke.
Don't knock the lock.
Don't knock the lock. Now, this is Harry's second email.
Okay.
Closing in, though, Harry.
Yeah.
He says, good morning, afternoon, or evening, Charlie and John. This
good
is Harry,
evening.
Who wrote in a few weeks back about how I upset the missus by spoiling Aaron Jarvis's goal celebration. I think his missus was a bit obsessed with Aaron Jarvis.
Oh, yeah.
Think,
weren't they on their honeymoon or something? Or they just got married or engaged?
Yeah.
And then Aaron Jarvis came over I remember that. I remember it, Harry. Yeah, thank you.
I thought I'd give you an update on something that happened yesterday. I work from home and finish at 4 p.m, so an ideal time to pop to Aldi. Other supermarkets are available, says Harry, and do the weekly food shop.
It's not the BBC. You don't have to say that,
You
Harry.
Don't have to say
we
that.
We can say whatever we like.
We can, if
we can
wanna...
say Lidl is shit, we wanted, and no one can say a word.
No. We can. We
I
can,
like Lidl. Thing is, I like
Lidl.
We can
still be done for libel and slander.
I forget you
so
are a proper producer, and I have to know these things.
We load up the car with our two future goals.
Harry. Nice.
Head to Aldi and get cracking with the weekly shop. 10 minutes in and I look over to the vegetables and see none other than Aaron Jarvis.
No way.
In Aldi. Hesitant to go up to him while he is grabbing
Aaron.
A cabbage.
Poor
we
Aaron.
Decide to carry on with the shop in the quiet comfort that we just bumped into our favourite football player. The shop continues and we get little glimpses of him walking through the aisles.
Yeah.
Pay for our food and leave. As we leave and load up the car with children and food, we notice that Aaron is walking towards us.
The dream.
He's parked next to us in the car park.
What car
we were
got?
Within a car's door's length of the great man himself.
Wowie.
The gods of fate shone down on us, and now is my moment to redeem myself. However, in the back of my mind, I can remember a few weeks ago meeting Tom Lapsley in Torquay Town Centre and making a complete fool of myself.
Captain Tom Lapsley.
I kept chasing after him, shouting, "Laps, I'm a huge fan," shaking his hand and shuffling away like an excitable toddler. So I knew that I had to play it cool this time and not look like a complete idiot. He puts his kid in the car and I panic and say, "Hi, it's Aaron Jarvis, isn't it? My missus saw you in Aldi and we're big fans. Anyway, bye." And I shuffle off to put my trolley back in the trolley receptacle, inwardly dying. In my haste to leave the absolute pit of cringe I'd just created, I apparently completely ignored the fact he tried responding to me only to turn around and see I was halfway across the car park.
Yeah, they like it.
They like
it. As long as you're not
Harry.
At a funeral or like, you know, sitting with their family having a quiet Sunday lunch.
Yeah.
You know, go people don't mind it. Say hello, say you like them. What a nice thing to be told. You know, it's fine. Be confident.
I get back to the car and die inside as my missus makes fun of me. And now I sit here writing this email in the hopes that my pain can at least bring a smile to the faces of your listeners.
Yes, absolutely lovely.
I'll be in touch when I sell the movie rights. All the best, Harry.
Good. Well, Harry, a lovely letter.
Email.
Congratulations.
Yeah, very good.
And you've met Aaron Jarvis twice now. Brilliant.
And yeah, you Harry, you just got to go for it.
Just say hello. Be polite. Move on.
Yeah.
Say thank. Look, say whatever
like
you want to say
see
to
one
them.
Of us at a game.
Can I have a selfie? Have the selfie. Lovely to meet you. Thanks very much. And on you go.
Have
don't
a great day.
Be their see friend for an hour.
And don't try and like dissect the game.
Yeah, they don't want any of that. They don't want any of that.
Hello. Love your work.
Harry, lovely letter.
Off you go. Harry, well done, mate.
You can either send us another letter or you can spend 30 quid on maybe it's 10 quid a letter. Maybe you've never sent a letter before. It's 30 quid now. Mm. 30 quid a foff number. Let's just keep it at that. See if we sell any.
Imagine
nice.
If after I've done the marathon, we keep money. Yeah, good night. How great. 10 quid and we'll read your letter out.
That's how people do it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Chris Webb,
cash
finally.
For John's
gone
in a whole
bought down for less.
Cash for questions. Cash for questions.
Chris Webb finally says, "Hi chaps. After listening to episode 225, where you said some nice things about Eastbourne, I've decided enough time has passed for my self-imposed touchline ban for being responsible for all the Disney song correspondence a few weeks ago."
Oh, yes, sure. No, that was fine. That was good. Thank you.
"I'm no longer going to Ben Wintercon in October." Chris, you mentioned this a few times. I don't understand. What's Ben Wintercon? I don't know. "However, this has still not freed up my weekend to go and watch the Gulls play Eastbourne Borough." It's not at that
it's
weekend
not on.
Anymore,
it's on
though,
a Tuesday
Chris,
night
so you
now.
Could go,
Tuesday
you could
night.
Go on a Tuesday night. "Instead, I'll be attending a reenactment of the Battle of Hastings at Battle Abbey." Each to their own.
Hey, look, that sounds as exciting. At least you know what the score will be.
Boring!
Bloody hell!
Come on, Harold!
What's this, 1065? This is very 1065. Terrible.
Route 1, Harold!
Get it. One in the, there's one in the eye for you, you bastard!
Get a bloody French in, it can't be any worse. Bloody hell, William the Conqueror.
There we are, yeah, lovely.
Oh, that was right. William the Conqueror, whoops.
Whoops, there.
Invading army.
There he is.
French. Norman Conquest. Remember Norman Medhurst, of course.
Norman Conquest.
Norman Conquest.
Norman, of course, in his younger days, quite a handsome man, a few conquests. Norman's Conquests is my book about Norman's shagging around the bay in his teens and early 20s.
Any idea how many, Dave? Well, look in the book.
Look in the book.
Well, Norman, I see you've had a few conquests recently.
It'd be great to get,
surprise guest.
Ian, wouldn't it?
Ian?
I don't mean Paul. Who's Paul Ian? Mulhern. Paul my brain's Mulhern. Gone. My brain's gone.
Well, I'm on the subject of Foss.
Yes.
The crossbar challenge on Saturday.
Kelvin Applin.
Can't remember his name, was on the PA.
Yeah.
Doing the crossbar challenge, and he said, "Up here comes Kelvin." I thought, "Oh, I wonder if that's Kelvin Applin, one of our Foffs." I thought, "Well, there must be a few different Kelvins." It was Kelvin
Applin.
He hit the bloody crossbar.
Oh, get on the bloody!
Well done, Kelvin.
You bastard, Applin.
What's Applin?
Beautiful. Well done, Kelvin.
He won a couple of hundred quid, I think.
Oh, brilliant! Put that in for Macmillan.
Yes. Now you're cash rich, Kelvin. Come on.
Maybe 10% of it.
Come on.
You've had a little windfall there, Kelvs.
It's found money, isn't it?
So it is, isn't it? There we are.
Don't be
very
too stingy
nice.
With it. No, well done, Kelvin. That was excellent work. Anyway, Chris just wants to say, I'd like to formally apologise for starting all the Disney song correspondence. Rest assured, I'll be having a long, hard think before any more
that
careless comments.
That was absolutely fine. You were giving it a good go.
Good old Chris.
That must be his third letter now, John.
And he also says, if you manage to make it down to the Eastbourne game, have a lovely time. May I recommend the waterfront, not too far from Priory Lane?
Oh, there we are. That sounds nice, Chris. Doesn't it?
I think he's already a FOF. He is, FOF 71.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it then. We've got a FOF number. There doesn't have to pay a penny.
No.
There we are. What a lovely bunch of letters,
Kelvin
John.
Wants to maintain his FOF number.
No.
You're my favourite.
No, I'm in charge. Lovely.
Dave Arch and his racist big band.
Is that all the letters, John?
Yes.
How lovely. If you want to send us a letter, how do they do it, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Three letters gets you a FOF.
Pod on Twitter.
Three letters gets you a FOF number, which is always nice to have your correspondence. £30 gets you
£30.
For a limited time only.
Yeah, we're just on the...
Let's call
go
it,
to
John let's call it
on Twitter.
Till the clocks go back.
Just giving and £30.
Till the clocks
donation
go back. Till the clocks go back.
Number.
That's very nice.
And a £10 donation gets you in the draw.
For a talkie shirt. There we are. Very nice. There will be a live Natobs pod at some point next year. In some place.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. All the characters hastily, really planned and then hastily thrown together the day before.
And a special appearance from Paul Mulhenry Hope.
Might actually be there. Yeah. You never know, John. Maybe we'll bring instruments.
We better get to his people now, make sure he's available.
True. Well, I think we wonder what sort of night we'll do.
Quite hard to get to, I imagine. Layers upon layers of agents and managers.
Completely in aid of Macmillan Cancer Support.
Yes.
Lovely job. John, what a lovely podcast.
A beautiful podcast.
A beautiful. On the ice to you.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.